Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Success Codes podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Van Fleet. I'm an intuitive and energetic business and leadership mentor, coach, and consultant, and I am so grateful you joined me today. I just read an amazing quote that a fellow podcaster and great networker, overall great guy, his name is Mark J. Carter, had posted on his Facebook account this week. And it really struck me because, first of all, I never heard that quote before. And going through this journey of entrepreneurship is not easy. Is not for the faint at heart, is not for someone who is not all in, it's not for quitters, it's not for people that don't have big goals and dreams, it's not for people that don't have a why, it's not for people that don't like to live with purpose. I could go on. And I have a list of content ideas that I keep in my journal. They come to me all the time. If you've been following me for a long time, that's part of being an intuitive coach and also what I help people with. I really want to help other people increase their intuition, their awareness, and how to use it. That's part of my coaching practice. What I do is I teach others. I'm not just wanting you to come to me because I'm intuitive. I want to help you develop your gift as well and use it in your life and business. And I had this whole list going of ideas. And this morning on my walk, in my usual fashion, which I haven't mentioned in a long time, but if you follow me for a long time, you'll know that I ask the universe on my walk what would be in the highest service for me to talk about on this podcast. And this came through. And the story that I'm going to share also came through. And probably some nuggets about some other coaches and their journeys came through as well. And the reason why it came through is similar to why Mark posted this quote in Facebook, is because it's really tough out there. And I don't like to ever be a glass half full person. I'm a full glass person. half empty, I should say. I'm not a glass half empty person. I'm a glass half full. See, I can't even say it. It's not me. Person. But unfortunately, there are some realities that we have to look at and go, gosh, you know, the tide has changed. Here in the Keys, it has been a slow season. I was also talking to my good friend Paula the other day on the phone. We were sales reps together for quite a long time. We're still very good friends. She's still a sales rep. And she said, too, like, yeah, Florida's been slow. You know, internationally, people can travel again. So Florida is also very expensive to vacation here. It's actually ridiculous, in my opinion. It's also ridiculous to live here. The tide has changed, right? So wherever you live, you may be experiencing some different economic changes, and you can relate it back to all the things that you want to relate it. We don't need to go down this rabbit hole. It's not my purpose. But my point is, it's just really taking a moment to understand that the whole lightning flash, you know, you're going to be having $500,000 months in like a year. Like, it's not realistic. And just to keep going, like, I want this podcast to be for the people out there that are entrepreneurs, they are coaches, they are consultants, they are small business owners, and they may be going, gosh, this has been a longer road than I thought it would be. And to keep going. And honestly, this is what helps me in this journey, because I have those days too. When I saw Mark's quote on Facebook, I was like, oh fuck, I needed to hear this today. And I'm in a mastermind with some other amazing coaches, and it's been a topic on and off for the past few months. So I know you're not alone, and I want to do my part to, you know, help in that piece. Because, you know, what is that saying, you know, when all boats rise together with the tide or something? It's just really true. You know, our sport fishing business, we have been pivoting to coaching, and that's been phenomenal. And that's actually then perfect for me for what I teach. But the charter piece of it has been slower because it's been a slower season. And there's a lot of competition. And, you know, talking to Ryan about that every day is, you know, can be draining. It can be draining. And, you know, it's something that I think transparency as an entrepreneur makes a really good mentor. And these mentors, then coaches out there, that number one, they don't have the experience and they're also just not walking the walk in what's going on out there. You know, I wouldn't hire someone who's not transparent and saying, you know what? Yeah, 2023 was a really tough year for coaching business. Like, everyone rode this tide of 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. It kind of like took a turn, right? So you want to surround yourself with mentors that are honest and authentic and also doing the thing. Like, they have a business and they've had a business for a long time and they have experience, so they can help you get through these tough times or these times that just things may be taking a little longer than you had thought, that you had bought into from somebody's program. You're like, oh yay, I'm gonna be rich in a year. Like, maybe if you're a unicorn, but honestly, it's gonna probably take a little longer. So when I was on my walk, I was thinking about my sales journey. And I haven't shared this, gosh, I don't even know when, if ever, maybe on the Crush It in Sales podcast way back when. And again, if you know me, I've been podcasting for almost 5 years. 5 years in April will be when I started the Good Karma Success Coach podcast. And it was funny, when I was writing down the quote from Mark, I remembered that I started that podcast every week with a quote. I was like, oh my God, flashback. I just had this flashback. I was laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you for making me remember this. I totally forgot that I used to do that. Every podcast, I started with a quote. And then I would use that quote on social media as like my image to promote the show. So anyhow, it's kind of a fun memory from 5 years ago. But when I started my sales journey, I had been laid off. And prior to getting laid off, I had been talking about becoming a sales rep in my head, like talking to myself, for years, 2 years, 3 years, maybe even 4 years. Every time I would meet with a rep when I was a buyer, they would talk about, you know, how great it was to like live in North Carolina and have Fridays off to go golfing. And I would be like sitting in my office in Minneapolis and hoping that it wouldn't be an ice storm outside so I could get home safely at the end of my workday. I went in super early in the morning. I worked for a television shopping network, and I would be up at night watching my shows to see how they did so I could give the host feedback, give the vendor feedback. Like, I was like on the clock all the dang day long working. And this was always my pattern. And I love working. I'm a human design generator, so I've come to learn it's just me, and that's cool. But when these reps would like brag, literally brag, about their lifestyle, and I knew they were making more money than me easily, I was like, damn it, I want to be a sales rep. So in my head, I had been working on my goals before I was even laid off. And then when I was laid off, yes, I tried to get another buying job. I interviewed with Chico's. I interviewed with Home Shopping Network. I interviewed with Family Dollar. I was just interviewing with companies that I knew could move me and Ryan and I, and also were in a warmer climate. That was the goal, to get somewhere where it never ever snowed. And those didn't happen. Those buying jobs didn't happen. So one day, Ryan found a sales position on the Craigslist, and it was for a Hong Kong-based manufacturer called SingPath. And he showed it to me, and I was like, well, sure, I'll do anything right now. I have no idea. Let's try it. So I applied. I flew down to Boca. He flew me to Boca, the sales manager. And the sales manager lived in Vietnam, but he was American. And he flew me down. He met me in Boca. That's kind of was his home base in the United States. And he offered me the position. And it was 100% cold calling. There was no account base, nothing. 100%. He hired two of us at the same time, myself for the East Coast and a girl named Dawn for the West Coast. And Dawn didn't last very long. She ended up getting another sales job. So I had like the whole United States. And I worked my ass off for years, for 2 years. And halfway through, I ended up having a dark day of the soul, sitting on the beach crying because it wasn't going very well. It was horrible, actually. And the sales manager was a piece of the problem in terms of that he was like Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde, like he had split personality, and he knew this. So I don't even feel bad talking about this. He actually knew this. This was actually sometimes our conversation. One day he would be like super happy, like a big brother, and I loved him, and I truly looked at him as like a big brother, and so like full of guidance and ideas and solutions. Like, he was amazing, just truly an amazing, amazing salesperson. Like, wow, best I've ever met, honestly. And then in a flipping of a coin, he would be screaming at me for things that I couldn't control. I couldn't control if somebody didn't get back to me. I couldn't control if like the factory screwed up. Like, I had like no control, and I would be in hysterical tears, hysterical. And my husband would be like trying to console me, and I was just like horrible. Toxic behavior to the millionth degree. And when I was sitting having the dark day of soul in May of 2010, I was flipping through a magazine, just trying to like calm myself down. And I saw an ad for a handbag line that was just truly like an ad in the magazine for a handbag line that I used to sell that I had brought to Shop NBC. And I made him like basically his business like blew up because of what I did. I found him at a trade show. Actually, his sales manager brought them to the television shopping network. He was so nervous. He was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? His bag sold out in 10 minutes, not joking, 10 minutes. And it blew his business up. He ended up going on TV in Canada and in Australia and I think Germany. And it just blew his business like wide open. It made him a shit ton of money. So I emailed him and I said, hey, how's it going? And the sales manager as well. And they offered me a sales position. They said, where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm in the Florida Keys. And they're like, you know what? We don't really like our rep. Would you be interested in like being our sales rep and start small and see how you like it and go from there? And I was like, sure. I was like, needed a job, needed money. And I loved the bags, obviously, and was like, I can do that. And that's what I did. And that's how I started. And it built from there. But that was in 2010. I quit SingPath in August of 2011 after another horrible, horrible incident, and parted his friends like he knew. And then it wasn't until 2012 that after we started our sport fishing business and got that kind of like going a little bit, I was a mate for a few months, that's a whole other story, that I ended up getting with a larger rep group that ended up becoming about 50% of my income. And the rest of my income was all these other lines that I had, like sandal lines, other handbag lines, jewelry lines. Oh, I sold so many different things. I had sunglasses at one point. Anything I could try to sell, like I did. I tried, I had t-shirts, I had hats, oh my gosh, you name it. But it didn't happen even when I got that position in 2012. It didn't really even kick in until 2014, 2015. So if you think about 2009 getting laid off and then figuring things out, it was about 5 years. It literally was about 5 years. But 5 years until I became, I don't know if that was my first seven-figure year. It could have been. That could have been. I'd have to look at my spreadsheets because I kept track of everything. But literally, it was about 5 years. It was about 5 years till I felt like I was like making money. And the same thing with Good Karma. We started in January 2012, and it wasn't until the summer of 2018 that things really like kicked in. So that was like 6.5 years. 6.5 years. Of like trying different things, figuring out, trying this advertising, trying that advertising. We did rack cards. We did Florida Sportsman advertising. We joined the chambers. Oh my gosh. We had a jig line. We bought a second boat. Like, you name it. We did it. We did all these things. And it was 6.5 years before it finally kicked in. So if you are an entrepreneur, like, you have to get grounded to that. Not in a negative way, but get grounded to that. Go back to the quote You have to spend a few years of your life doing what most people won't. So at the end of your life, you do what most people can't. I have the chills as I say this. And it's just so true. And so many people you want to look at like, oh, they're going on vacation. They're doing this. I mean, my sister, I love her. She's not an entrepreneur. And they're going on another vacation. Like we not going on another vacation. We're doubled down on pivoting our businesses. It takes years to pivot as well. Pivot's not an easy thing. Pivot is really hard. There's so many energetics involved in pivoting. It's bananas. I think it's worse than starting over. It's like a lot. It's a lot. Like even like the girl who cuts my hair, her and her husband, I love them. They're on another vacation. But you know what? They'll be hairdressers forever. They literally will be hairdressers forever. That's what they want to do. That's awesome. I'm super happy. I love her. Like, I'm really glad. I don't have to find another person to cut my hair. But yeah, no, today they're in the Bahamas. So I'm like, oh, good. Good for you. I'm literally not jealous. Just know that because I know that that quote is true. I know that that quote is true. I know in my soul that Ryan and I are living our purpose and things will just continue to grow. Continue to grow, continue to get better. I'm so grateful for every client that reaches out to me. I'm so grateful for every subscription on my YouTube channel. I'm so grateful for every person that I see. Oh my gosh, the comments I get when I'm out and about, whether it's from my articles, from being a writer and for the local paper down here that I love, and I put so much love into those articles, like above and beyond time-wise, people, any other writer would probably like want to strangle me for spending so much time on these articles, but I love them. I love them. And I really want the people that I write about to be super successful and happy. And then, you know, people that follow me on social media, they may not like a comment. Like it's crazy. I had at least 10 people this week when I was at networking meetings, say something to me about my social media and be like, you show up. Yep. I show up. Wow. I love reading your posts. Do they like or comment? No, they don't, but they read them and they tell me, Melinda, I read your posts. That's amazing. So keep going. You don't know who's watching. You don't understand time. You don't understand all the things ahead of you that you're going to have to pivot and change and tweak and do different things. Heck, this podcast, this is my fifth year. You know how many gyrations this podcast has been through and still goes through? Like the whole podcasting guesting thing, I was going to make that a podcast. I'm not sure because it's going to be very polarizing for some people if they're listening. But that whole thing, I'm revamping my thoughts around that again. So, you know, businesses and being an entrepreneur and being a coach and a consultant, you've got to be reinventing. You've got to be tweaking. You've got to be looking at the stats. You've got to be doing all these things all the time, all the time, innovating all the time, trying something new. I tried a new post last night on Instagram. It got like one like, I think, but when I look at insights, it got shown to a lot of non-followers. And I think I got like 4 new followers. Like, so you just try different things, right? It's Instagram. It's free. It's one day, one post. If it bombs, I don't know. I just tried it. I thought it was cool and how I was feeling for the day. I had an amazing day of networking. I revamped my whole networking strategy. So again, that was going to be a podcast. I think I'll save that maybe for something else. And I had an amazing day. I had an amazing day. And I had to revamp. I had to revamp. I had to go, you know what? This spaghetti on the wall networking strategy is not working for me. This is not working for me. It's not working for people. I know it's not working for people. I know I'm not alone. So I'm going to be a leader and change this. And then I can teach this. I can teach this in the new group I'm launching called Scale, which is an online monthly business community for women entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and business owners. It's called Scale. I'll put the link, actually it's on my website. So I'll just put my website in the notes here. So these are topics I'll be talking about, like How do you revamp your networking? How do you maximize your time? How do you maximize your connections, right? So I walked the walk, did all that yesterday, felt like a total sense of purpose because I love doing stuff like that. It lights me up. That is my gift. That is what I love. And there you go. I had a whole new thing. So I really hope that people, you know, if you're following someone and you're having like FOMO and you end up buying their product, and their product is that they made, you know, this much money in this short of time. If you can, do some research on them. Do some research. I see what people are promoting. I see what people are promoting because I've followed some of these people for so long. I like them, obviously. I followed them and I've bought their courses. So obviously I like them. This is nothing negative. And I know that she built an audience from 2018 to 2020 while she was a consultant. Then 2020, 2021 had like a branding. She did okay. She did good. Honestly, she did very good in my opinion, but it wasn't to the level, right? So she tweaked. And then I found her when she was saying she was this type of coach, and that's what I was looking for. And then she tweaked again, and then she tweaked again, right? So these people tweak, and it's a period of time before they get to these like levels that they're now promoting on social media, and people are falling for it. They think that that's just going to happen. Like, it just doesn't happen overnight. You have to put in the work. You have to go back to this beginning of this podcast, listen to that quote again, and listen to all the things you need to make sure you are 100% all in for, and you know that, in order to make this work. And then just buckle up. Buckle up. It's going to be rocky. You're probably not going to be able to take that vacation. You're probably not going to be able to eat at these fancy restaurants. You might have to wait on getting a new car. Like, these things, like, we put off. Like, we just put it off. It's not important. What important is for us is the big picture and how we serve and how we show up. So I think that that's just really important to get grounded to. And I could give you a list. I could probably do several podcasts on all the coaches that I know and their stories that happened, like all the work they put in before they quote unquote made it to where this level that now we're seeing this on social media and we're using this as a point of comparison. And it's just not fair to yourself. To yourself, it's not fair to do that to you. It's just not fair. And you have to like get grounded in this and give yourself grace. And again, it's nothing about the coach. Like honestly, I just shared that story about sales. I haven't shared that in how long, right? I said that because it's virtually impossible to consistently share like the time and the journey. Like it's just not a possibility, right? It would be completely weird and obnoxious. So you only kind of know these things if you've been following someone for a long time or you've bought some of their older programs or listened to like really old podcasts where they share this journey and they're just not sharing it now. They're just not sharing it now. So stop comparing yourself against someone who is just ahead of you. They're literally just ahead of you. They might have been on Facebook longer than you. I definitely had that with a coach I had on this podcast a few months ago. She was ahead of me in terms of being on Facebook. She built a community on Facebook and she's a couple years ahead of me, but we basically do the same thing. I think she's amazing. She was on the podcast. That's fine. But it was just a point of comparison. It was a good grounding to be like, okay, for myself and for others, different people had different journeys and did different things and they're just at different stages. So I share this authentically and transparently for you so you can do the same thing. You can just go, okay, yep, I see it. I see the trajectory and I'm in this for the long haul and I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going because the majority of people quit. It is so true. The majority of people quit. I can't quit. This is what I'm called to do. This is it. This is it. This is it. So I know it's going to be huge. I know it's going to be huge. I know this. I know how I differentiate myself from other coaches. I know my experience is different from other coaches. I know how I show up. I know how I care. I know I'm no fluff. I'm direct. Like, we get it done. I know this. I know this. I know I create results. I know all my clients have had great results. I look at my husband. I look at Good Karma Sport Fishing. I look at this, the sales business I had. And I know this, right? So I can get grounded in every single day and motivate myself to keep going. So I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Like if you are someone who needs a kick in the butt and needs a reminder, just sit for a couple seconds, go for a walk and be like, without content, I know, like hypocrite, don't listen to content, but like without content and just remember some of your own personal journey, some of your own story that you're like, yeah, you're right. That took a while. Even if you started a new job, it still probably took you a year to like figure it out, right? And that's like a job. So think about something in your life that took you a while to master and stop beating yourself up that you're not there yet. Stop beating yourself up that you're not there yet. And I have two programs. I will put my website. It's Manifest Your Dreams and Scale. Both can help in this journey. Both would work perfectly together because they're a little different. But if someone prefers one over the other, that's cool too. Doesn't matter to me. I just love having monthly containers, and there is a good painful price for 6 months where you get a deal, but they're not year-long commitments. That's something I just feel that is a bit outdated out there, are these year-long commitments. It's great for the coach, but I think that people end up struggling with year-long commitments, and personally, I think 6 months is great, and then you can make a decision after that. So a month-to-month or six-month pay-in-full is where I'm at with those. So check those out. And the other thing I want to mention is Mark, whose quote I said at the beginning, and I don't think it's his quote per se, but I don't know exactly who said the quote, just in transparency there. I was on his podcast called the Idea Climbing Podcast about a month ago. So it was in February, and there's a YouTube link. And I'm going to put the YouTube link for that podcast episode where I was with Mark in the show notes so you can watch that too. And the podcast title is How to Manifest Your Dream Life in Business. So if you liked listening to this piece of my story, that piece of my story is more about when Ryan and I moved down to the Keys. So if you don't know me, I think there's a lot of nuggets in there too. And also I talk about distractions, which is my favorite topic. And if you want to hear more about distractions and intuition and energy and people, the YouTube I did this past week, just a couple days ago, today's Saturday, this comes out on Sunday. So I think I did it on Thursday. I will put that link in the show notes too. And if you just subscribe to my YouTube, like I'm so grateful. I love YouTube. It's my favorite platform as a consumer. And so I've been really focusing on my YouTube. So I appreciate everyone that listens or watches my YouTube channel and likes and leaves a comment. That would be amazing. And so that video went up on Thursday, and it's very direct. It's very direct. So it's typical Melinda, no fluff, loaded with codes. I made 4 clips, like super easy. There's so many like little codes and nuggets in that, what's it, like 12 minutes maybe? I don't even know. It's very short. I never talk more than 20 minutes in a YouTube video. So check that out too. I would love that. And yeah, just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm announcing a 6-week Shatter one-on-one coaching special, and it's for limited spots. It's really a ridiculous, like if you don't say hell yes to this and you need help, like seriously, stop ignoring the signs. Stop ignoring the signs. Let's do this. So it's $2,222 for 6 weeks intensive, where we look at everything in your business. We come up with strategies, plans, ideas. If you want to talk human design, that's cool. If you want a high session, that's cool. It is 6-week intensive. I'm clearing my calendar and limited spots for 6 weeks. We're going to do this. We're going to shatter everything and work on what you need. Is it social media? Is it visibility? Is it something to do in relationships with your business? There's so many things out there and so many things I can help with. And then what's going to be extra special after this is you can opt in to continue on a month-to-month basis for an incredible price of $500 as one option and $1,000 for another option. So just depending on the level of support you want that fits for you, for what you need, and for your calendar, there's 2 options for support for that are month-to-month. So I'm super excited about this. Yay! And I know it can help a lot of people, so I'm very excited to launch that. So check out that link as well. And again, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn always has lots of scoop and all those things. And I appreciate you listening. So definitely check out Mark's YouTube channel as well. He's a great guy. He has some amazing guests and great content. And I appreciate you being here.